بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم وأفضل الصلاة بعد الفريضة صلاة الليل رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned the best month for fasting after the month of Ramadan is Allah's month of Muharram. And the best salat after the fard salat is tahajjud salat. In this hadith, two things have been mentioned. After the month of Ramadan, in other words, the most sacred month for fasting is the month of Ramadan. And Allah has made fasting compulsory in the month of Ramadan. No other month is it compulsory to keep roza. So any other month when a person keeps roza, it will be nafil. So the hadith is talking about nafil fast now. After the month of Ramadan, which is the fard fast, any other month, we're not talking about specific days, we're talking about month, then the greatest month to keep roza in is the month of Allah Muharram. There's a specific link here with Shahrullah. It is the month of Allah, showing the sacredness of Muharram also. So in Muharram, to keep roza in the month of Muharram is also very, very honorable, but the fast of Ramadan, that is the greatest of fast. Then we have our Fard Salat of Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. We read Fajr now, Allah Ta'ala accept our Salat. After the Fard Salat, the greatest namaz that a person reads, the most virtuous, is Salatul Layl, and that is the Tahajjud Salat. Inshallah, tonight will be the 21st night, and Allah knows best, it could be Laylatul Qadr. Many times we feel it is only a certain date. Allah Ta'ala knows when exactly Laylatul Qadr will be. So we are expected to search for Laylatul Qadr night. And Rasulullah made it easy. He said amongst the last 10 nights, search for it in the odd nights. The 21st is the first odd night. So we should mentally prepare ourselves the entire day and take some rest also, so that we may be able to spend our time in Ibadah tonight. And amongst the ibadat that a person will make is tahajjud salat, individual tahajjud salat. It is very, very important. In one hadith is mentioned, la budda min salatin bilaylin, walau halbashatin, wa ma kana ba'da salatin isha, fahuwa min al-layl. It's mentioned in Tabrani. Rasulullah said, be sure to offer tahajjud salat. It is not compulsory, but extremely encouraged, highly encouraged. Be sure to offer tahajjud salat, though it may be as short as milking a goat. Hardly takes any time to milk a goat. Even if it's just that amount of time. Basically, if you just need two rakat also, inshallah, with the niyat of tahajjud, you'll get the sawab of tahajjud. Then Rasulullah also mentioned, any salat offered after Isha salat, any nafil after Isha salat, will also be counted as tahajjud. And that is why our mashayikh say, those who are unable to wake up at night for tahajjud salat, after the two sunnat of Isha, we need four first, then two sunnat of Isha. After the two sunnat of Isha, the two nafil make niyat of tahajjud. Inshallah, you'll be counted among those who made tahajjud. However, this is an easy one for weak ones. We should try now in the month of Ramadan. We are going to be awake at night. We are going to make ibadat. So at least engage ourselves in tahajjud salat. And enjoy the tahajjud salat. It's a time of serenity, time of peace. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah to stand up at night, even if it is a short while. And then when you make sajda, enjoy the sujood with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make the ruku, enjoy the ruku. Bringing us, remind ourselves, conscientize that we are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So some of the time we say, wa takbir. Now just go into, or bring the thoughts, now you're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your recitation of Surah Fatiha, Surahs, Ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Make lengthy sajdas. And then you'll enjoy the tahajjud salat. It's not just reading two rakat namaz and just rushing off home or going to sleep. Enjoy. Start beginning to enjoy our tahajjud salat. And like that, of course, all of our other salat. In one hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. That you should read tahajjud salat. Why? فَإِنَّهُ دَأْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ. Now four things have been mentioned in this hadith. Number one, because it was the practice of the righteous people before you. All the buzuwanadeen, all the pious people, the salafi salihin, the righteous ones, the Allah walas, all of them engage in tahajjud salat. Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, specifically regarding them, Quran mentions a few verses. One of the verses, tatajafa junubuhum anil madaji', that they keep their limbs, their bodies away from their beds, their cozy beds at night. What are they doing? Supplicating before Allah, crying before Allah, engaging in tahajjud salat. So the one benefit of tahajjud salat, it is the tradition and the practice of the righteous people. It was da'bu salihin. Then, وَهُوَ قُرْبَةٌ لَكُمْ, it is a means of you gaining qurb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means of you gaining closeness to Allah ta'ala. Everybody wants to become qareeb to Allah. We want qurba. We want to be in close proximity to Allah. We want Allah ta'ala to become ours. So tahajjud is one way of gaining the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمُكَفِّرَةٌ لِلسِّيئَاتِ, and it is a means of your sins being forgiven. It's a means of your sins being forgiven. وَمَنْهَاتٌ عَلِ الْإِثْمِ, and also it is a prevention against sins. It is a prevention against sin. One is your sins are being forgiven, and tahajjud also has this power in it that it helps you to refrain from sins. So great is tahajjud salat. Bear these four things in mind when we are reading our salat. Nabi Karim s.a.w. had mentioned there are rooms in paradise, the outside of which can be seen from inside and the inside from the outside. Absolutely beautiful. Allah has prepared for those who feed others. They have that generosity in them, the way to feed others. And they spread salam in abundance. We should make this also a habit. Make salam in abundance. And offer salat at night when everybody else is fast asleep. And there is the tahajjud salat. Ulama say, how does a person read the tahajjud salat? What helps him to read the tahajjud salat? He must not overburden his body the entire day in such a way that he becomes so exhausted that he is unable to wake up at all at night. So he must not overburden himself with such heavy labor or work. And number two, they have mentioned that if a person should not overeat, especially at night. If you're going to eat too much at night, you'll not be able to wake up for tahajjud salat. And then, one should not have malice in his heart for others. This is one reason why a person will be deprived of tahajjud salat. The heart must be free from hiqd, from malice. And a person should read the virtues of tahajjud salat. If a person reads the virtues of tahajjud salat, like how we read now this beautiful palace, and so, and this is the practice of the pious people of the past, you gain closeness to Allah ta'ala. Read these virtues of tahajjud salat, inshallah you will wake up for tahajjud salat, and most important, having the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, then automatically you will wake up. You will jump out of that warm bed. Like one hadith, it mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at his banda, and Allah ta'ala tells the angels, and Allah smiles at this person. And see, he's got a very beautiful wife next to him. Still, he moved away from his bed, from his warm bed, and still he stood up and he made tahajjud salat. Allah ta'ala becomes so happy with such a person. And it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person, Rahim Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon that man, rajulan, qama min al-layli fasalla. He woke up at night for tahajjud salat, and he read his tahajjud salat, thumma ayqadha imra'atahu, and he woke his wife up gently, of course, fasallat. She also read her tahajjud salat. Fa'in abad, nadhaha fi wajhiha al-ma. She refuses to wake, he sprinkles water gently on her face, and he encourages her to wake up. And they say, for that woman, وَرَحِمَ اللَّهُ إِمْرَأَةً, may Allah have mercy upon that woman. قَامَتْ مِنَ الْلَيْلِ, she stood up for tahajjud salat. فَصَلَّتْ, she read her namaz. ثُمَّ أَيْقَدَتْ زَوْجَهَا, it was time, she woke her husband up for salat. فَصَلَّ, he also performed his salat. فَإِنْ نَضَحَتْ فِي وَجْهِ الْمَا, فَإِنْ أَبَى, if he refuses, نَضَحَتْ فِي وَجْهِ الْمَا, then she sprinkles water on his face, and she also encourages him in salat. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, somebody stayed in his house for 1 week, and he said, I watched, the entire night was divided into three parts. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, at some time, one part of the night, one third, he's engaged in salat. Then he wakes his wife up, and she's engaged in salat. And then she wakes up the servant. So three people, the entire night in his house, somebody is awake, making the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. The one hadith says, شَرَفُ الْمُؤْمِنِ صَلَاتُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَعِزُّهُ إِسْتِغْنَاؤُهُ بِمَا فِي أَيْدِ النَّاسِ, the honor of a believer is his salat, his tahajjud salat, salatul layl, or Qiyam al-Layl, or Tahajjud Salat. He wakes up at night, he did Tahajjud Salat, this is his honor. And also his glory is that he is independent of what's in the hands of people. In other words, his eyes are not greedy for those things that people possess. He's content with whatever Allah Ta'ala has given him. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, especially tonight. Encourage our family members, if you're not in the masjid, not making itikaf, not making nafil itikaf, be at home some time of the night, spend only in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading tahajjud, salat, tilawah, dhikr, making dua, and crying for the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.